The Cristo Rey Network has a number of schools in cities across the country, right?
Correct. There's 25 schools that existed right now. They're in 22 different cities. And Atlanta will be actually the 28th school coming into the network. Columbus, Ohio will open in this year, 13. And then San Juan and Atlanta will open in 2014.
The Cristo Rey Network has been around, I think, since the mid-90s.
Correct. 1996 was the first school that was started in Chicago by Father John Foley, a Jesuit. About five or six years, it was the only Cristo Rey school. But then a number of different communities decided they wanted to do a likewise model, and it has grown since then.
And what is Cristo Rey's mission? How would you describe that?
The mission is to work with low-income kids and give them a education experience as well as a work experience that prepares them for life and for success in school.
In a way that the public schools don't.
Well, you know, all public schools are challenged in the country, and Atlanta has unfortunately had more than its fair share of challenges, as you well know, with the challenges that the APS, Atlanta Public Schools, have gone through, and more recently the DeKalb County schools. So parents are looking for alternatives, particularly low-income parents are looking for alternative for their children. And unfortunately, the Catholic school system and the private school system in general just doesn't provide a great alternative because of the expense involved. What the Cristo Rey model does is it allows for an alternative that's cost-effective. The parents are generally paying about $1,000 tuition, which compares to about $11,300 for Catholic school tuition and a multiple of that for private school tuition. So if we can keep the tuition down to about $1,000, we think we can make it affordable for many low-income families to take advantage of this program.
And what Cristo Rey is known for, among other things, is this work-study program. Describe how that works.
Yeah, the corporate work-study program actually generates about 60% of the income. So when John Foley, the founder of the first Cristo Rey school, was getting it going, he said, you know, how are we going to make this thing work? We can't continually go back and rely on philanthropy. So what's the answer? And the answer came in the form of this work-study program. And so the way it works is the kids go to school 4 days a week, and then they work a day a week. They go to a company like SunTrust Bank, and they'll spend some time working in that organization, doing the things that 14, 15-year-old kids can add value to the company. And so maybe it's working in the mailroom, maybe it's delivering materials around the building, or even delivering materials to customers outside the building. Maybe it's data entry. Whatever is appropriate for the student to do will be done. And then the company will pay us a stipend for those students. And that stipend covers about 60% of the cost of the tuition cost for the student.
And the school places the student. I mean, the student doesn't go out and find his or her own job.
Now, we're in the process right now of identifying places for our students to work. We need to have 35 in place before we can open this school in August of 14. But right now we've got 20 signed letters of commitments from people, from corporations, and we're looking forward to getting the other 15.
This is a college prep school.
It definitely is. Most of our students in the Cristo Rey Network start 2 years behind grade. So they come in with a sixth grade, maybe a seventh grade education level, and they're starting as a freshman in high school. So in a period of 4 years, they've got to cover essentially 6 years' worth of schooling, as well as do a work-study program 1 day a week.
How would a student qualify? I mean, you mentioned that they have to be lower income, but beyond that, is there like an entrance exam or something of that sort?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and we've gone back and forth across the network in terms of how to qualify folks. And for a while, there was entrance exams, but that is not something we're going to do here in Atlanta. We do have the qualification in terms of income. A family of four has an income maximum of $35,000. But assuming you qualify financially, in other words, you make less than the maximum, we are then open to students who are interested in our program, who have a good attendance record in grammar school, because frankly, attendance is a key to success. You can't miss a day of work. It's like if you don't show up, who runs your show for you? So we have to have kids that are going to show up to work every day that they're assigned, but also come to school so that they can do the academic work that's required.
How do you find the students? Do they come to you or do you go out and recruit?
Yeah, the initial experience was that we thought people would just come, that there would be plenty of applicants for the positions. But think about it. If you're a 14-year-old kid, do you really want to work extra hours? Our school is a little bit longer than a normal school. Our school days are longer than a normal school. You have to work a day a week. 14-year-old kids, you know, maybe that's appealing to you, but not too many 14-year-old kids are interested in signing up for more of that. So it has been challenging to recruit the initial class or two in the other Cristo Rey schools. But most Cristo Reys have found that after 2 or 3 years of being in existence, you then have a big influx of folks applying for the school.
Cristo Rey obviously is a Catholic high school. Do you have to be Catholic to go?
You do not. In the network, about 40% of the kids are non-Catholic and 60% are Catholic.
All the students are on track to go to college. They're working. They're invested in their education. What's the success rate?
The biggest measurement we have is how many kids that graduate from a Cristo Rey school apply and are accepted in college. And the answer to that question is 100% last year. 100% of the kids that graduated in 2012 applied for college, and 100% of them were accepted, which is pretty phenomenal, particularly when you consider the income level and the fact that almost all of these are minority students.
So if you graduate, you're going to college.
You're going to college. Well, you're going to be accepted to college. Of the people of the children that are accepted into college, about 90% do go to college.
I would assume there has to be some students who might drop out before they graduate.
Yeah, there are students who drop out, and there are students who just don't make it either academically or through the work experience.
What is Cristo Rey's graduation rate?
Cristo Rey's graduation rate is right now in the high 60s, from the kids that enter in freshman year to the kids that graduate. But as the schools are more experienced, their graduation rate is going up quite a bit. But that's only those who graduate from a Cristo Rey school. A lot of kids who do not graduate from Cristo Rey still graduate in 4 years. They just don't graduate from the Cristo Rey school, either because the academics are too difficult for them, they have problems in the corporate work study program, or they move out of the area or whatever else.
And what about the faculty? Where do the teachers come from? Do you recruit them from somewhere?
Yeah, the faculty is, you have to have a commitment to do this kind of work. Again, our pay scale is less than the public school pay scale. We're trying to get to an 85 to 90% benchmark against the public schools. But our school year is longer and our school day is longer. So on an hourly basis, they're making considerably less than the public school counterparts will make. So you've got to be committed. You've got to be committed to working with low-income kids. You've got to be committed to spending time after school working with the kids. But if that's the kind of experience you want to have in an environment that's going to be supportive of your teaching young children and a great success program, we've had great success across the country. Those are the kind of teachers we want to have. We don't think we're going to have any problem filling our teacher requirements.
The tuition doesn't cover all the operating expenses of the school or any of the schools. So how do you make up the difference?
Okay, so we basically have four main buckets of funding for a Cristo Rey school here in Georgia. The first is tuition, which will be about 10% of the cost. The second is the corporate work study program, which will be about 60% of the cost. And then on top of that, we have the scholarship program, the Georgia State Scholarship Program. So you might be familiar with the Gold or Grace or some other name. But those scholarship programs, people can designate up to $2,500 of their tax liability and get a credit. And those credits are something that we will take advantage of and use to apply against kids in need. And then the final area is philanthropy, and that will also be about another 10% of our budget.
Catholic secondary education. I read recently 2,000 schools have closed in the last 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Actually, yesterday, the Chicago Tribune had a front-page story that 10% of the budget in Chicago was being cut because they're losing $30 million a year, and they're closing or consolidating 5 schools. So it's a phenomenon that's gone on for a number of years. And frankly, most Catholic schools got started in communities of some poverty, and the religious women, the nuns, as we call them, were the ones who provided the bulk of the person power to staff those schools. But over time, the sisters became less and less prevalent, and so you had to start changing your economic dynamics. And it became difficult for the Catholic schools to maintain high-quality schools in low-income communities. And so many communities across the country have closed their Catholic schools. Atlanta has actually been in the reverse of that trend. Atlanta has only recently grown in its Catholic population. And so Atlanta has seen many more schools open and closed. But even so, even Atlanta has had trouble maintaining high-quality schools in low-income communities. We think this will be an example that will succeed based on the track record of the network.
Cristo Rey, Jesuit Atlanta High School, is due to open, I think, the fall of 2014. That's your
correct.
Plan.
That's correct.
Where will the school be?
Well, right now we're almost definitely going to be located at St. Paul of the Cross Church. That's a parish, a Catholic parish that has been around for about 60 years or so. When they built the church, they also built a school. And the school started out as a Catholic school and then has gone through a couple of iterations since then. The building's old. It's 60 years old. It's got an original boiler and original glass panes, et cetera. So we got some challenges, but it's certainly something we think we can work with. The priest in the parish, a person named Father Jerome McKenna, has been extremely supportive. And assuming we can work out all the details in the next couple of months, that's where we'll be opening in the fall of 2014.
That's on the west side near Collier Heights, right?
Exactly. It's southwest. So it's at the intersection of 20 and 285.
Do you see a day when you'll have your own school building?
It's quite conceivable that that will either build around that building and then make that our school building. That initial building will hold about half of the class. That campus is also fairly large, and so there may be other room on the campus for us to build a building. Those are the things we're looking at right now.
Cristo Rey obviously won't be a 5A school. I mean, how many students are we talking about to begin with?
We're only going to accept freshmen. So every year it's a freshman class that gets admitted, and we expect to admit 125 freshmen every year. Ultimately, our goal is to have 500 kids in the program.
If people want more information, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
The easiest way is to go to the website, which is cristoreyatlanta.org.
Bill Garrett is the president-elect of Cristo Rey Atlanta Jesuit High School, due to open in 2014. Mr. Garrett, thanks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being with you this morning.